I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in to Jethro. This is our new home, and we are damn glad to be here. Right, Bob?
That's right. And if you're on Facebook or Twitter, on Facebook, we are, of course, / The Grillin' Guys. Give us a like. Check out our videos. And then thegrillinguys.com is our website. There's a little link up at the top right corner. You can actually have the show sent to your phone. And because sometimes you're just not where it's going to be, right?
Right.
You just can't have a radio signal all the time. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, dude, all day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my favorites. Rich Dad is one of them.
Yeah.
Robert Kiyosaki's just awesome. So podcasting's cool. It's huge.
Right.
And just getting bigger. So by all means.
And we're in the game.
Yeah. Consider us.
Right.
Yep. But then also I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy.
Yeah. Cool. So, smoking a meatloaf, it's about as simple as it sounds. I think that meatloaf is kind of like chili. You can put in it what you want. There's some basics, but you can jazz it up any way you want, and it's still called meatloaf.
Yep.
So, I'm not so concerned with the recipe as I am with the technique on this one.
I am, because my wife makes a better meatloaf than I do.
Well, you should learn. You've only been with her about 40 damn years.
I just have her make up the meat part.
Okay. That's what you learned.
I'm getting the coals going. But years ago, she made up a couple of them and just had them sitting on a cookie sheet. And I had my grill going for some other reason. And I just had my gas Phoenix back then.
Right.
And I slid them onto a pizza stone.
Okay.
And I put them on the Phoenix, and I threw in my little smoker box, so I got some smoke, and I turned the heat way down. It was like 270, something like that, and I mean, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to see what they turned out like. I brought them up to about 170, and when I pulled them out, I mean, all the kids were home. This is how far long ago it was, and I mean, the first one was just devoured.
Yeah.
It was so much better than the oven. And that was just a gas grill with a smoking attachment.
Right.
If you have a real smoker, by all means, try one. Because the cool thing is, you know, and especially if you're using a basic cheap hamburger, let's get used to using cheap hamburger because, number one, the cost of beef is going up. Number two, as these food shortages keep hitting more and more and more, that'll be one of the things you'll be able to get. And you can throw it in your refrigerator, freezer, and store it. I highly recommend storing meat right now because it is disappearing. And I've been saying it for quite a while. It's now hitting. And you're going to see it. When the public wakes up and sees what's going on, the stores will be cleaned out in days.
Yeah.
And
you're already seeing some of it for paper products again and things like that. But so I got a question about the meatloaf, though, on your grill. When I cook one in a meatloaf pan, you said you put it on a grill and then put it or on a
pizza
grate and
stone.
Put it on a stone, right? That because it's burger, it's 80-20.
Yep.
20% being fat,
grease
you're
going to
render
off.
You're going to render a lot of grease.
Burns off.
But when you do it in a pan, it's kind of swimming in it
and
in the bottom.
And that's why it's
right?
nicer on a stone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So be careful for flare-ups, but the flare-ups are
it doesn't happen.
It isn't going to hit the meat.
There's enough water with that juice, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
That and it's dripping over the side of a pizza stone. So if you do get a flare up, it might flash on the side of the stone.
Right.
It's not going to ruin your meat.
Right. Exactly.
You don't want to do that.
But be careful about the mess, because if you do a couple of those, there could be quite a bit of runoff.
Yeah.
If you will, and it won't all burn.
You got to remember to clean your grill out.
Right.
It's a good time of the year to do that too.
Right.
Because you've been cooking all summer.
Yep.
So before you go into the winter mode.
Right.
Great time to look at the bottom of that grill and check your burners out and get ready for the cold weather grilling, because you're going to want all the BTUs you can get out of that puppy.
Right. Yep. So shrimp on the Barbie.
That's your deal.
Somebody likes those in this room more than others of us, and I'm the guy that really likes shrimp. Bob, he's okay with
Jop's
it.
Famous shrimp.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. So, but shrimp are shrimp, right? But buy the best ones you can. And the bigger the better on the grill. Little guys don't work well because you got to skewer these guys. You could put them in a basket, but I prefer them skewered because that way you've got a handle when you want to eat them.
But the little ones you can't hear.
Right.
You don't hear them screaming.
Right, yeah, exactly. But the so, and another tip is double skewer shrimp, because you got to turn them. And if you put them on there with one skewer, you try to pick them up and they spin. And they're a pain in the tail to flip.
Get the small skewers that are really thin.
Right, yep. And so you run them parallel to one another. And you're like skewering them with a set of skis, right? You just double, and I do two or three shrimp, depending on the size of the skewer.
Like a little mini shrimp forklift.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. And now you can marinate these things with anything. Yeah. Personally, I like a little bit of a fruity, spicy. Our friends at
Sobe.
No, I'm talking about the manufacturer that makes the jelly. The pepper jelly.
Oh yeah. Right? There's all kinds of those.
Right. But yep. but a pepper jelly on a shrimp. Now, you know when they're done, because they turn pink, they're opaque when you put them on. They turn pink when they're done. I might cook them a minute on each side before I put that jelly on there, because it'll flare up. It drips when it gets hot and it's full of sugar. But just braise those, or baste them rather, with that jelly in the last minute that they're on the grill. Oh man, these are really good.
You know, there is there's a little farm market out by is it Murray Lake, and it's called the Red Barn.
Oh yeah, Barb Roth. Yeah. Yep. I know Barb.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they have that pepper jelly. They have several variations of that pepper jelly.
Yeah.
And they have a gob of different types of other marinades and jellies like that out there.
Yep.
It's just a fantastic market, and they have ice cream.
Yeah,
just right. Saying.
Yeah, yeah. You can go shop for your jelly and come away with a really nice ice cream.
Just
cone,
tell,
right?
Just tell them the grilling guys.
But
you.
Simple
Maybe
recipe,
we'll get a free ice cream.
Right, simple recipe there, and but really, really good. And you know, whatever you like for glaze, put it on there. But double skewer them and grill them up a couple minutes on each side, and you're good to go. So, brisket nachos on the grill.
Yeah,
well, first of all, you got to have a brisket.
Well, you know, when you do a brisket, sometimes you'll do 2 or 10 of them, right?
Right.
And I always am hawking the scraps and throw them in the freezer.
Yeah.
You know, you don't throw it away.
Oh, no.
It's a deer meat to you.
Right, yeah.
Right? And it'd be great to take to deer camp, too.
Right.
But and sometimes you get these kind of ugly little pieces that are a little overdone or this and that.
Burnt ends, man.
Yeah, and they're just kind of scraps. But if you save them all up, you'll have yourself a nice little bag, and it is perfect for midnight nachos.
Oh, yeah. And well, you're famous for those at your house. Your kids stay up just so they can have those.
They stay up because they love being together.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
but the brisket, then you're just making regular chips and whatever you like on
there. Whatever your favorite chip is. I still like El Matador chips.
Yeah.
Locally made. And I get some queso cheese. I've migrated a little bit more towards that queso blend. And then I'll throw some cheddar in with it. And then I'm going to put some meat on it, some green peppers, some jalapenos, and some Vidalias, if you still have any.
Right. The onions are amazing.
I love all the vegetables on there. And then another layer of cheese. Throw it on the grill. Take your time. Again, a pizza stone works great.
Yep.
Because you won't hurt the bottom.
Right.
And
you know, I bought a cheap
fantastic
one of those, though, Bob.
And
I did.
Cracked.
And it cracked. Mm-hmm. Like the very first time I used it.
Yep.
And I was disappointed.
Welcome to China.
Yeah, exactly. It was from a big box store, and it was only like $14.99 or something. And the very first time I used it, it split right down the middle. I put it on the green egg with lump charcoal. So it was probably, you know, hitting it
900
degrees on the bottom. So I don't know if any one of them would have held up.
There's so many funny big green egg job stories.
Yeah, right.
I won't tell. I can think of a pellet story, too. Yeah. But I got a funny pellet story that I can't repeat.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah, well, that's a teaser, right?
But I eluded the police.
Oh, really? Yeah. Enough said. Right. But so therein lies the moral of the story, is buy a quality product if you're going to spend your money. I threw $15 away the first time I heated it up, right?
Yeah.
And $15 is not a lot, but for $30, I could have got one that would last me the rest of my life. Right?
That's
a pizza
ridiculous.
Stone. Yeah.
Nothing's going to last you the rest of your
life. Well, I'm old, man. But I could. Coming up next, we're going to do
another job special.
Right. Yeah. I've got some lamb chops that I call lolly chops. And this is the time of year to do those. They're so dang good, and we're going to talk about those because, once again, this is a pretty simple recipe, but it's got a handle on
it. And you
know
how to catch a lamb?
What? No.
With pig candy.
Oh, really? They got some of that, too. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network on Jethro Country with a Twist. We appreciate you, and we'll be right back.